السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين. الله الموفق والمعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity to be with you, dear brothers and sisters, in this great conference. Let me start my talk with this small surah of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. By the time man is in the state of loss, save those who believe and do good works, and advise each other to truth. And advise each other to patience. I was asked to give a short talk about the challenges of community and some practical solutions to that. It might be better to start with the importance of community, but I think my predecessors in the conference and specifically Dr. Shomali might have spoken about the importance and the view of Islam and community. So I ignore this part. I would start with all I can say about the main idea of community in Islam is that we all share the same belief in community, in the importance of community. In the unique role of community as a religiously uniting value and a necessity for human being groups. We not only believe in the importance of community, but also have come here to practically demonstrate its great importance in religious and Islamic worldview. I would start with the difference between community and society. In social science and sociology in particular, it is said that society refers to a group of people who are living in a specific land within a boundary, but that group or groups of people might be of various and diverse interests, values, feelings, emotions, classes, beliefs, religions. On the other side, community refers to a group of people not living necessarily within a boundary, but living on a base of some commonalities, some shared issues, like shared beliefs, emotions, interests. Their relation, the relation of the members of the community, goes beyond normal and formal and casual relationships. It goes much deeper. It becomes much more informal relations, much intimate relations between the members. And the members of the community are people who honestly learn from one another how to communicate with one another. This is the typical differentiation between the two main concepts of society and community. When I use the term community in my talk, usually I see it as not only sociological concept, but also I will try to look at it from an Islamic and a Quranic perspective as well. Therefore, I would give a good equivalent of community and how the Quran sees that concept. I think two main challenges we can find in the community overall in general. One of them is the challenge which is facing general society, the global society of today. It's not the challenge of a specific community, a Muslim community, or any other religious community. This challenge is a widespread and universal and global challenge, which seems to be more of a theoretical challenge. The second challenge I will be talking about is when we want to apply to establish community. In the second section, I would be focusing more on religious and Islamic communities and the challenge of a religious and specifically Islamic or Shi'i community. Now, I would start with the first one, the theoretical, universal, global, general challenge of community in the world. It seems to be right to say that the main challenge, theoretically, of community in the world today is a phenomenon known as individualism. As you know, modernism has got maybe 8, 9, 10 main elements and components. Among the most important of them is humanism first and individualism second. What is humanism? The belief that there's nothing more valuable than human being, because of which and to which human being could be sacrificed. The ultimate goal of humanity is humanity. The individual or humanity, human being, is at the heart of the whole plan. There's nothing more valuable than human being and humanity. Nothing should be given preference to humanity and human being. This is the main idea of humanism. Of course, when it is applied to political philosophy, social philosophy, moral philosophy, even social sciences, it may have various implications and meanings, but the core idea of humanity and humanism is the superiority and the main value of humanity and its preference over the state and society and even religion. The second element of modernism is individualism. What is individualism? Individualism, like humanism, is a moral stance, is a perspective and viewpoint in political philosophy and even social context and social perspective. According to that, the utmost value of beings and living beings in the world is given to the individuals rather than the state and society and community. Individuals. the primary importance is given to the individuals. There is no belief that requires that a self-interest should be sacrificed for higher causes, goals, whether it be a social cause, a political, a communal, or a religious cause. That's the core reality of individualism. Modern individualism, specifically its extremist version of it, pursues everything in the benefits of individuals. Individuals are living in a society. A person who is individualist is living, is with others, living with others in the society, in the community, but seeking for his or her own benefits. As long as personal benefits are met, there is communication. So there is communication, but the final goal is personal goals, individual benefits. An individualist is in the society and is in the community, but in reality, he or she is entangled in the selfish prison of his or her own egoism. So egoism, denying altruism, being indifferent or less considerate towards the benefits of others, well-being of community. These are all concepts which arise when we talk about individualism, specifically modern individualism. There are some threats for individualism. These threats and these challenges are the challenges of community to the global world, to humanity in general. One of them is social responsibility becomes defenseless, weakened. There is a paradox. Communication spreads day by day, but behind the scene, what is achieved out of this communication is something personal. So communication, specifically modern types of communication, would be promoted. But in reality, or the other side and face of this story, is that people become day by day more individuals, isolated, personal. Another threat is communal identity. People lose communal identity, the identity which is rooted in the community. The identity of people who are following the idea of individualism is the identity of multiplicity, diversity. But of course, multiplicity and diversity is not a bad thing. Sometimes it's a very good thing. Culturally speaking, nowadays when we talk about diversity and multiplicity is good, but multiplicity and diversity which has no root, uniting root, that's a threat. Completely scattered, multifaceted, various roots. The multiplicity and diversity of culture and civilization and identity, which is promoted and understood from the Quran as much as I understand, is the diversity and multiplicity which has got a unified and uniting root. The Quran says in Surah Hujarat, Ya Ayyuhannas, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ. Look at the language. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. We have created you from a man and woman. The origination is a uniting, unified, single, one origination, one creation. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ. Look at the language. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ. جَعَلْنَاكُمْ is different from خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. And then we designed you, put you, defined you as groups, nations, tribes. So there's a multiplicity, various cultures, various languages, races, colors, cultures. But all of these multiple and multiplicity is rooted in خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى. One creation. A community which is oriented. But community without orientation, without that uniting root and value, is the identity and communal identity which is the product of individualism and modernism. Let's go to the solution. What is the solution? So that's the main challenge of community. For solution, I would like to refer to the Quran. How the Quran and religion in general, the Quran as the most complete book of Allah and religions nowadays, how does the Quran see and look at communal identity and community and this challenge and individualism and the relation between individuals and community? The first point is the Quran sees human being as naturally social. What is said in the language of the Muslim philosophers, as al-insanu madaniyun bit-taba'a, man as a being who is naturally social, naturally communicative, naturally communal. As Ayatollah Mutahhari says, this social nature of human being is a scheme which has put designed in the creation of human being. It's a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-insanu madaniyun bit-tam'a. Second thing is that the Quran sees human beings as in need of one another. أَهُمْ يُقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ لِيَتَّخَذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. Today, portion out and divide the mercy of Allah. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ. We have distributed and portioned out their livelihood. مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Why? لِيَتَّخَذَ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. So that some of them would employ others. This employment of some by others, this mutual need, is seen by the Quran as the plan of Allah and as a sign of the mercy of Allah. أَهُمْ يُقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ. This distribution of ma'isha is seen one of the cases, one of the examples of the mercy of Allah. مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In other verses of the Quran, this interconnectedness between individuals has been mentioned much more explicitly. For example, the Quran says, بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. Some of them are from some others. If you look at the wording of the Quran, the words, the terminology, most of the khitabat of the Quran, most of the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would address people are with plural pronoun, not singular. Ya ayyuhalladhina. The surah which we recite every day in our salat, we pray collectively. Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. We worship you collectively together. We ask for help together. Ihdina. This is the surah which all of us should recite and repeat every day in every circle of our salat. Other terms of the social terms of the Quran, like Qawm, Sha'ab, Nas, Mu'mineen, sometimes the word Insan, which includes all people. Let me come to the exact word now of the equivalent of Ijtama' or community. Ijtama' or community in the Quran, one of the words translations equivalent, we can say, is the word of Ummah. The word Ummah has been mentioned 64 times in 62 ayah of the Quran, in singular and plural forms. Ummah. One of the good points, if we want to go to discover the concept of Ummah, it would be a separate talk. One of the good points about the word of Ummah, which is the equivalent of community, and it helps us to find out how the Quran sees community and the relation between individuals, is, according to Allama Tabatabai in Tafsir al-Mizan, is that he believes also others like Shaheed al-Sadr and Ayatollah Mutahhari, they believe that there is a sense of character and personality and reality, a reality which is apart from the reality and personality of the individuals. For community, for ummah, لكل أمة أجل. For every ummah, there's a deadline, there's a birth, death, worship. زينا لكل أمة عملهم. We have decorated for every ummah عملهم. It's action, not actions. عملهم, as if there's one action for the ummah, for the whole ummah. لكل أمة كتاب. For every ummah, there's a kitab. There's a fate, destiny, Rasul, Imam. So it looks as if there is a personality, a reality for community, which you can't divide that reality, that integrated whole reality to the reality of the individuals. That's the communal identity, communal reality. And based on this, there are some communal laws, social laws in the Quran. The laws which are governing the society and community. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ لَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And others, many, many social laws, which are the laws of وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً. If we consider a reality of personality for community and society, let's say community, then it makes sense to say that there are some laws for that community according to the Quran. Last thing about the perspective of the Quran regarding community, which I would suppose, I would suggest it as a solution to the problem and crisis of individualism, is the connection between religiosity, faith, iman, and community. From some of the ayat of the Quran, we can understand that iman, at least to some degrees and extent, depends on community, on communication. From a brilliant hadith of the Prophet, we are told that لَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حتى تحابوا. It's impossible to go to paradise حتى تؤمنوا until you have faith. ولن تؤمنوا. It's impossible to have faith حتى تحابوا until you have good communications. You love one another. So muhabba, a love-based communication, is seen as one of the elements, one of the bases of iman. لن تؤمنوا. The surah I recited at the beginning, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Insan is in the state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe in the good works. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّابِرِ. If you want to be freed from the state of loss, one of them is tawasaw, practically advise one another, feed social responsibility, bilhaq, to truth and patience. Or for example, in a hadith we have al-muslimu man salima al-muslimun min yadihi wa lisani. A Muslim is a person, man salima al-muslimun, that others are at safe from his tongue or from her tongue and her hand. So even the definition of Islam and Muslim is mentioned in relation to others. As long as others are free, feel free from you, you could be considered as Muslim. Or for example, we have other hadiths from the Prophet that if you want to test yourself to see if you are from the people of the heaven, Jannah, if you have three neighbors, كلهم راضون عنك, all of them are happy with you, then you can consider yourself as. Look at the hadith. Nowadays in individualistic society, when I ask you, are your neighbors happy with you, what does it mean? In some cases, if not all cases or most cases, the answer would be no communication with neighbors. I don't know. I can't say yes or no. Because there's no very, very formal communication, just saying hello, hi, salam, if Muslim. When we say كلهم راضون عنك, all of them are happy with you, it means that you have communication, good communication, and this is a satisfactory, a pleasing communication. كلهم راضون عنك. As a result, individuals in community are seen as a component of an integrated whole, a part of a system, an organ or organs of a living body. This is the outlook of the Quran to individuals and their place in the community. In this sense, it becomes meaningful to talk about al-amr bil-ma'roof, promoting ma'roof, the goods, and preventing evil, wal-nahi anil munkar. In this context, within this definition, we can talk about social responsibility. Sometimes I think that religion in general and religiosity and iman, faith in particular, at least a communication which is based on religion, religious communication, which we can say the Quran speaks of religious communication through some concepts. One of them is the concept of wilaya, is association and dissociation. Association with some, dissociation from others. This is the core reality. I'm not saying behind religion, at least behind religious communication. From this very accurate point, the next challenge arises. Association and dissociation. What is the scope of this association and dissociation? What is the limits? So practically, sometimes when we focus on community, when we focus on association and dissociation, we narrow the borders, the scope of this camp of association and or dissociation, we narrow it down strictly. When it is highlighted without a profound knowledge of Islamic Sharia, Islamic teachings, as what is the scope of community, to which extent we are allowed and recommended to associate with others, to establish communication with others. When we have a wrong imagination of this, then the second challenge of community, which is mostly religious community, arises. That is the issue of sectarianism. Having a specific local approach in association. So now we have to ask, what is the... I think I have time, 10, 15 minutes. Please remind me if my time is over. So one of the mistakes and wrong imaginations is the narrow scope of this communication, which leads to sectarianism. Sectarianism could be seen as a kind of belief in localization and religious communication, which leads to the disrespect and excommunication of others, to the hatred of others. Sectarian people are united, but their unity is formed to be against others. While Islamically speaking, or from an understanding of the Quran, we can say unity, which is necessary for community, should be done not to oppose others. As Dr. Jamali was mentioning in one of his speeches, there are layers for the unity. Priorities, circles. One circle is the community, or is the united community of Muslims or Shias. But being united within the circle of Shias and Muslims doesn't necessarily mean to be against, to reinforce ourselves, to attack others. No. The second is like the circle, the second layer, or the larger, wider circle, is the circle of the people of the book, people of faith, and even Quranically speaking and Islamically speaking, the widest circle could be the circle of human society and human community. So, in Quranic approach to community, there is unity and there is multiplicity. But as I told, multiplicity and diversity is oriented. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن ذَكَرٍ وَأُنثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ. This multiplicity has been all the times and will be, inshallah, one of the flourishing elements of Muslim culture and civilization. This is exactly what some extremist people in some religions, like for example the people of ISIS, they are against too. They wouldn't prefer that multiplicity. They would focus only on a specific, narrow understanding, dogmatic understanding of Islam, if we can call it Islam. It's not able to accept this diversity, multiplicity. But multiplicity and diversity in a sound understanding of the Quran, which is oriented, which has rooted in that origination and unity. Just a few words, my final words. From the Quran, we understand that this word of ummah or religious community has been used to describe non-Muslims as well. Sometimes the Quran uses the word ummah to describe all people, kana nas, ummatan wahida. Verily, all people are or were a single, a unified ummah. Kana nas, ummatan wahida. Min ahli al-kitab, ummatun qa'imah. Yatluna ayat al-kitab, ayat Allah. Min ahli al-kitab, from the people of the book, umma qa'imah, there's upright and staunch ummah. So the first point is that even the Quran uses the borders and the scope of community in a very large sense. Kana an-nas umma wahida. Sometimes the Quran uses the word ummah to describe the people and the ummah of nations of all prophets. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلْ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَاعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Addressing all prophets, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلْ, O messengers, eat from طيبات, pure and purified things. وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, do good things. I know what you do. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And verily, this community of you, أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا, is a single ummah. Is a single ummah. Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli describes this verse in a book of him in a very brilliant way. He says that human being has been made from two kinds of natures. One is divine nature, fitrat Allah. One is material nature, from clay. خلقته من طين ثم نفخت فيه من روحي. That's divine nature is the source of unity. This material and worldly nature is the source of multiplicity. So there is unity and multiplicity. But multiplicity and diversity, which has its own root in the unity. Religion, he says, is only one religion in Nadeen and Allah al-Islam to give answers to the questions of fundamental questions of divine nature. Where I have come from, origination, mabda, how I am going to do to my destination, the way, the guidance, nubuwwah, and what is my destination, ma'ad. These type of fundamental and principal questions, religion has come to answer these questions. Because these fundamental questions are rooted in the unified nature of human being, fitrat Allah. And that fitra, la tabdila li khalq Allah, would not change and will not change. That's why there's only one religion in Nadeen and Allah al-Islam, which is submission to God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But human being is not only human, a divine spirit. It has, human being has also worldly spirit, worldly nature, clay. That clay requires and demands many things based on the conditions of time and place. And shara'i' has come to satisfy various and diverse and multiple needs of human beings in various times and places. So, why I did say this one? I did say to say that community of human being could be considered as, in its identity, as human being itself. In the same way we said that human being is a mixture of divine nature and material or worldly nature, community or human community is again mixture of these two natures. The main element for which is the uniting element of community is the community which is based on seeking truthfulness. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Seeking truthfulness. And the other side of this community is the multiplicity, based on different tastes and interests and emotions. Again, Ayatollah Jawadi Amali in that book mentions that when, inshallah, our Imam reappears, the case would not be that all people will convert necessarily to Islam according to, based on some other ayat of the Quran, like Alqayna baynahum al-adawata wal-baghdha ila yawm al-qiyamah. He concludes that even at the time of the governance of Al-Imam al-Mahdi, the community which will be running under his supervision and his leadership and guidance will have that multiplicity, and there will be people of other faiths who will be treated based on Islamic values and human values. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.